Have you ever had the thought, it's just too late for me? It's too late to get married. There's no good men out there. It's too late to follow my dreams. I'd have to go back to school. It's too late to, you fill in the blank. It's so easy to listen to that commentary in your head and put all these silly constraints on what's possible for you to receive. Hey everybody, it's Diana Jarrell Gutierrez, your intuitive relationship coach and spiritual mentor. And if you've ever had this thought, just know that you are not alone. What I've found in over a decade of this work is that more often than not, anytime we begin a sentence with, it's too late, it's really about control. It's about not getting hurt, not feeling pain, not having to be rejected or judged. And it's human nature. I've been there too. And today I want to share a true story from my X-Files about it. You ready? I had just turned 30 and recently broken up with a guy we'll call Mr. T. And I'd read about an earthquake hitting his hometown overseas via my personal news anchor, aka my dad, who sends me critical news in the form of two-line emails. I don't watch TV or read the news a lot, and he worries that I'm going to miss something. But I digress. I was hurting from the breakup. I was supposed to go visit him overseas, and we broke up the week before my flight. I know, great timing, right? Thoughts like, it's too late for me to tell him how I really feel because then he'll think I'm whiny and desperate went through my head. It's too late to show him I still care even though it didn't work out. But when I saw the news, I hadn't talked to him in a few months and I felt kind of embarrassed to admit that it took a catastrophic event for me to get out of my own way. But then divine intervention ensued. I was woken up at 2:30 a.m. with this pulsing in my gut. I'd been crying and felt strongly guided to go to Facebook, and lo and behold, he was online. And before my logical mind and feminine pride could kick in, I just sent him a message, super simple. I love you. I'm so glad you're alive and that you're okay. And my tummy was happy. And I was surprised that he replied. He said, I love you too. Thank you. I'm okay. So simple. There was no talk of reconciliation, no awkward, so how are you since we're not, you know, together? And certainly no fishing for details about each other's dating lives. It was just human to human, spirit to spirit, love, real love, attachment free, expectation free, and best of all, that one simple action to override my pride and follow my gut to let him know I cared kicked the it's too late excuse in the butt. And here's the deal. It's never too late to trust your intuition and follow through on what it's telling you. It's never too late to surrender your ego and pride in the name of authenticity. And it's never too late to show up fully, bruises, war wounds, and all. So I ask you, where have you believed that it's too late in your life? Go with your first instinct here. It's usually the one that you've been avoiding the most. And what action, however small, could you take right now to flip the script? Go do that and get off Facebook unless that is your action, like it was mine. And then by all means, rock it, sister. If you've been wanting to bring in love or need to forgive yourself, move on from a love, or just want to feel happy and light, I want to encourage you to check out the goddess meditation that I made, Journey to Love, in the shop online that I created right after I had the conversation with ZX. I hope that you have a wonderful day and know that this script of it's too late is just an old tape that needs to be revamped. So I'm really excited to see if you do take any action after listening to this. Please email me from the website, thedancinggoddess.com, and let me know. Have a beautiful day.